Listening to Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were. My name's Harrison. This is K-Chung Radio Los Angeles. KChungRadio.org, 1630 AM on a hazy Wednesday evening. You just heard Black Randy and the Metro Squad with Marlon Brando. Off their 1980 record, Past the Dust, I Think I'm Bowie. Got a good show for you tonight. Gonna start you off with Canadian space rock band from the 70s called Simply Saucer.
I don't need no TV by out, watch out.
Ticket from the giant crane fly and turned to get onto the train.
Hurry, he hissed,
and then before my very eyes changed into a splendid cream bun.
Oh,
You just heard Pentagram with When the Screams Come off First Days Here Vintage Collection, which is a reissuing of all of their stuff from the early 70s. Prior to that, the Dukes of Stratosphere with Brainiac's Daughter off their 1987 record Chips from the Chocolate Fireball. Dukes of Stratosphere was actually a side project of new wave group XTC. So pretty much that whole album is kind of pseudo-psych, which is pretty decent. And starting off that set, Simply Saucer with Low Profile off the reissued album of their 70s material, Cyborgs Revisited. Arcane Obscura, greatest hits of the 70s that never were on K-Chung Radio. Coming up next is a man named Chris Bell, who released one album in 1978. Before that, he was a guitarist for Big Star and then quit, only to join the 27 Club when his triumph wrapped around a telephone pole. Here's Chris Bell with There Was a Light.
There was a time. So wise men of the days gone by shouted up into the sky that you will find an answer if you try. Raise your eyes unto the moon, she'll give you love if you can find the space within and time to tend it in your garden.
just heard Kazad Doom. This is a prog rock band named after some Lord of the Rings bullshit. With Frozen Faces off their 1968 record Encore. Prior to that, Chimera with The Grail off their 1970 record. Chimera was two 13-year-old girls and Nick Mason from Pink Floyd and a future guitarist from Fleetwood Mac. Make of that what you will. You're listening to Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were. I'm your host, Harris, and this is K-Chung Radio Los Angeles. Coming up next is a krautrock band. Sort of attempted to combine heavy krautrock with the soul stylings of Joe Cocker. A band called Dull Knife. They only released one album called Electric Indian. Here's them with Feeling Like a Queen. We'll be right back.
bees are screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth.
Thank you.
just heard May with Artifact. 1979, a little bit of French disco there for you. Prior to that, Suicide with Ghost Rider, 1977. Baby, 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 he's a screaming the truth. Isn't he ever? Chopper with Singer Without a Song. Compilation called Mixed Up Minds. And starting off that set, krautrock band Dell Knife with Feeling Like a Queen off their album Electric Indian. This is Arcana Obscura, the greatest hits of the 70s that never were. I am Harrison. This is K-Chung Radio, Los Angeles. I'll leave you off with a long song, one of my favorites actually. Band called Doctors of Madness, which is considered a proto-punk band. It was started in a basement in Brixton in 1974 by a man named Richard Strange. And they recorded three albums and then went the way of the Dodo and Clear Cola. But later were considered sort of, had to maintain a cult status, were considered big, influential band, blah, 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 etc. Doctors of Madness. The album is called Late Night Movies, All Night Brainstorms. Song is called Main Lines. Play out with a great, great, great tune.
Roads. Life, life, the sun. Thank you. colossal boys with foes and shoulders, kicking sounds in moonlight bomb time. Find drivers to run the service out to you. Mainline trains could never find drivers to run the service out to you. Mainline trains could never find drivers to run the service.